Yeah. So the Gemara says, still, hechidami. Still, it's a question. Still, why is there a machlekes? Let's see, why should there be a machlekes? Hechidami.
E deleka lishtalu miminei. If, let's say, the meicher has no other money, only the shor, if so, liyakev tur bezuzei. Then according to both of them, the lotech now should hold on to the shor and use it for his $100, even though it means he has to sell it. The amri incha, because people say, min mori rashuscha pori ephra, that if somebody owes you money, take anything he has. Don't be so makpid to try and get money, because sometimes he won't have money, and he won't have anything, he won't get anything. Therefore, whatever you could get from him, get from him. That's what Rambam says. Let's say the meicher has no money on hand. If so, there should be no machlekes then.
So why does Rav say in such a case? It's a mekartoyis. No, let the lokeach hold on to the meat. He's better off. Like this, the meicher doesn't have any money. So if you say it's a mekartoyis, and the lokeach will get back the shore, so then what is the lokeach? When the meicher will get back the shore, the lokeach may lose out. He may never get paid. Therefore, the chur, it's a swear to say that let the lokeach already keep the shore. So again, what's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel?
So where it says, Lo tzricha, the case is talking about the ika lishtalu meminei.
We're talking about in the case that the meicher does have money. The meicher is a rich man, and he has a lot of money. The lokeach just spent $100 now buying the shor, and he has $1,000 in the bank. Here it's a machlekes. Now the lokeach gets this wild shor, what could lokeach do? This is the machlekes Rav and Shmuel.
Said what? That Rav, or Marav says, Hareza the nekech tois?
It's a nekech tois.
Why? Why is it a nekech tois? I didn't speak out anything. So Rav says, because Bosa Ruba Linden, we go Bosa the majority of people. The Ruba Larad Yezovin. And the majority of people, at least that buy for both, like we said before, that buys for work and buys for meat, the majority of them buy their animals for work, for plowing purposes. So therefore, Rav says you have a right to go boss a roiv. Therefore, the lakeach has a roiv on his side. The lakeach is never meant to say, I bought this ox, I thought I could use it for work, and now that I see it's a wild ox, I can't work with it, it's a mekach to take it back. That's Rav's svara. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says no. Ushmul Amaloch, ki yazlinen boss a ruba, when is there a klal of achre rabim lahapis, that we go after roiv, that's only by yisurei. That's only by yisurim. Shall something's treif if it's a bottle of roiv. By yisurim, there's no pasha of hochem achre roiv. Like Rashbam says, could go and teach a chanuyas when you have 9 butcher stores that sell kosher meat, and 1 butcher store sells treif meat, and you find the meat in the street, you don't know where it came from. So we say, that must probably came from the kosher butcher store, and it's kosher. That's by Yisurim we go after Rav. This is what Shmuel, the Mepaskin like Shmuel. Mashen came by Mamoino, but the question about money, then Loi. By money we do not go after Rav. But rather by money always the klal is, Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya. When you're holding on to the money, even though the other one has a roiv to say it belongs to him, roiv is not strong enough to be mighty moment. To get money away from you, there's always the klal of what? Of hamoitzim mechaveri all over raya. You have to have a raya. Rashi always says it means beidim. You have to have a real good proof to take out the money. And we take a pasuk like Shmuel, that we have a suffix, even though there's a roiv on the side of lakeach, still the meicher has the right to say, I thought you only wanted this animal l'shchita, and therefore it's not a mekach tois. This animal could be used for shchita. Keep the animal and shecht it. Yes. Kali Mor says in Meisvei. I have a question on this. We had a locha. Yeah, the Gemara in Ksubis. Ho'ishar shenis armano. Anisha v'kemen amono, husband died. Oy nizgarsha.
arose an isha that received a get. She became a gerusha. And now it's a question about collecting a ksuba. She goes to the yorshim, to the kids, or else by gerusha she goes to ex-husband and says, pay me the ksuba. The question is now, how much was the ksuba? She says, Psula nisati. So when we got married, she was a psula, and therefore it's $200 the ksuba. Uvu aimer, the husband says, or else the yisaimim say, loy ki el almona nisaticha. When our father married you, you were an almona, you only deserve $100. So it's a question, how much money could she collect? So it says like this, im yesh edim, if she has edim, she yotasa bihenuma, if at the day of achasna, she went out with her denuma, Rashi says that's kalosa, a type of a basket that was a minig then, used to wear it on top of the head, or else varosha perua, or else her hair was uncovered, and she went to the chuppah like that. Rashbam says, varosha perua b'shuk b'shaf k'nisa l'chuppah, at the time when they went into the chuppah, she came derech ha'nasuyas p'sulais. That was the minig if you married a p'sula, or nisha that didn't live with a man yet. So when they went to the chuppah, their roisha, their heads, were uncovered. So if you could bring Edim to the time of your chuppah, where she could bring Edim that by her chuppah, she was wearing this hinuma, or else the hair was uncovered, then ksubasa masayim. Then she has a right to receive $200 now. So Mara says, Taima, what's the reason? Deik Edim. What's the reason? Because there are Edim, that's why she could receive it. Cholek Edim, she doesn't have any Edim loy, then she doesn't get the $200. The question is, on Rav, v'yamai why? Lema holachacha roiv hanoshim. Why don't we say to go after roiv hanoshim? For roiv noshim basulas nisais. Most ladies, when they get married, they're basulais. So chutz haraya to Shmuel, that by moment we do not go basa roiv. Even though roiv noshim are basulais, but so what? You can't be moist to mum unless you have edim. Chutzakash and Rav. So my answer is, Omaravina, Mishum Diika Lameima, Rav Noshim Basulas Nisais. True. Rav ladies, when they first get married, they're Basulais. But Omiyat Almonis, there are a few, that is the second marriage, they're an Amona. Now, Vachol Hanisas Basula, whoever marries a Basula, Yeshlo Kail. There's also a curl that goes out. Everybody talks about it. The zoo here by this lady, Hoyu V'yein Lo Curl. Since she did not have any curl, people were not talking that she was a b'sul at the time of the chasna, Isra La Ruba. Therefore, over here, it's a reyes and there's something wrong with the rave. Therefore, even Rav would agree you do not use this rave. So maybe it's not a kash and Rav. A good rave, Rav holds Hochem. Boss a roiv the moment. You could be mighty mama with a roiv. But over here was a bad roiv because the curl didn't go out. That's why you can't collect the money. Prat Gemara, e kol hanisas besulas yeshlem curl. If every single lady that gets married taka has a curl, if so, ki kedim I have a. So even though there are edim that by hochasna she went out with the hair uncovered, what should be the proof? Me deles le curl. Sadi shakrininu. Like if you tell him it's like if a man sad, like any time a basula gets married, there's a koil. So over here, obviously, we're talking about where there's no koil. Even though you have edim that she went out behind numa and rosh hafrua, we should not believe them. So she be like ede sheker. So Mora says no. The pshat is like this. Ella rather is like this. Ella the pshat is that roiv hanisais basulais yesh lehem koil. Most times. When the chasn is with the basula, there's a curl, people know about it. The zoo, this lady, her v'yein lo curl, since there's no curl going out, isra l'aruba, therefore there's a race and there's something wrong with this rave. Say Nechnami, if she has edim, that by her chasn she went out with a rosh perua, or else it was